Blue Lagoon, right? This has been closed since the 8th of January. We are well into March and there's still no fishing. And the guys are getting pretty restless.
Because it is negatively impacting a lot of fishermen who actually frequent Blue Lagoon, and that's our favorite place.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, KZN, we were right. We were right last week. We were right on the money. We told you where the fish were. You listened, and Angler News once again has delivered. However, this week, let me start it off by saying a South African word. Aish. Guys, oh, it was a tough week. It's going to get bad. Remember when they used to say, stay home, stay safe? That still might be apt for this weekend because, I mean, we looked at the forecast, right? And it's looking serious. The ski board competition has been cancelled. There's high swells. We checked with our wind guru. We checked with Windy. We checked with our reporters. We even checked with the most optimistic angler inside of us. And they said, well, maybe. Guys, really, it looks like there's going to be no fishing this weekend. So what are we going to do? Well, you know, that brings me towards my Q&A later on in the show. But while we are talking about no fishing, no fishing at Blue Lagoon is still going on. And we speak to the Blue Lagoon angling crew, their spokesman, their chairman, and they are not happy. We're going to get into all of this later on in the show. But before we do, guys, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, guys, let's kick off the show. Let's start it off with the story of the week. Blue Lagoon, right? This has been closed since the 8th of January. We are well into March, and there's still no fishing. And the guys are getting pretty restless, right? They're upset.
Okay, so let's recap the issue, right? The Itchukweni municipality has banned all recreational activities, well, all recreational and fishing activities from Damgeni Estuary to the Blue Lagoon non-bathing beach. Now, this ban started on January 7, 2025, and is based on a coastal compliance notice issued by the Department of Forests and Fisheries and the Environment. The reason for the ban is that the discharge of sewage effluent into the Damgeni Estuary leading to high E. coli levels and pollution.
So let's hear from the guys who's really affected about it. And this is their chairman from Blue Lagoon Angling Crew.
This is Kamal Singh, captain of Blue Lagoon Angling Crew. I'm also speaking to you on behalf of our chairman, Mr. Dalen Naika. Yeah, regarding Blue Lagoon and the point and things like that, I was at Blue Lagoon on Friday night and I did manage to have a chat with some of the vendors and hawkers. They explained to me that due to the fishermen not frequenting the place, they've had a decline in their sales. Us as fishermen really supported them. So that is one area that has been negatively impacted by the closure of Blue Lagoon. Also, we've noticed a lot of water activities happening. For example, bathing, but of canoeing. There's still guys in the river netting and things like that there. And fishing is closed. Fishermen were told to go away by Metro Police because of a no fishing sign there. We are abiding by the rules set by council. We will do that. Rules are rules. Rules need to be followed. But the thing is, they have not come back to us and given us reasons why it's closed for so long. What's the problem? Any idea when it will open? Because it is negatively impacting a lot of fishermen who actually frequent Blue Lagoon, and that's our favorite place. And as Blue Lagoon Angling Crew, we do keep the place clean. There are regular beach cleanups. As you see, we've got feeding schemes and all. So we do look after the community of Blue Lagoon and its upkeep. So we would like to know from council, when are they opening Blue Lagoon? And if it's still closed, why? Why is it still closed? And why some other people are getting preference over us as fishermen?
I have contacted the Itchukweni Communications Unit recently to find out the latest, and they confirm the ban still remains in place. the city did not directly answer any questions about what activities are considered recreational and whether those activities are also being enforced, but only reiterated the ban on fishing and recreational activities. This means that there are no changes since the initial announcement on January 8, 2025. The city is asking the public to help by reporting vandalism and theft of any infrastructure to the police. And fishermen are asked to continue to obey the ban until they are told otherwise. Guys, we will be keeping tabs on this story.
All right. So that's our story for the week. Now let's get into the next story, right? I started off by saying I was right. I was right last week. I told you to go to North Coast. I told you the diamonds were here. And you know what? The fish were here. Let's jump into that part of the show, which is the main reason you're here, right? The fishing report. And let's kick it off with our South Coast guru Adam with everything that he's been hearing of over this past week, and hopefully, fingers and toes crossed, a glimmer of hope for this weekend.
Hey Vinesh, I hope you're doing well, my friends. So I hope everyone has survived these torrential rains we've had recently. Now it is definitely our summer rains, which we are used to. Maybe our seasons are going back to normal again, because normally we know April is when everything just goes haywire down in the lower coast in terms of rain. So maybe things are settling down. Now in terms of the sea on the lower south coast, there's been a lot of debris and seaweed that has pushed down our rivers, and the seaweed obviously pushing from the sea. Duh. So things have been quite muddy and dirty and murky. However, the last few days, things have cleaned up quite nicely. In particular, this morning, I've gone from Orange Rocks right past Jevonga Pier right down to Shad Bay, and the water's looking very blue with a few patches of slight sand mixing here and there. In terms of the debris and the stuff still floating around, most of the main beaches have got a lot of it hanging around, so quite a few of them are closed for bathing. However, that does not affect us rock and surf anglers. Now, in terms of fish, there's been a handful of shad here and there. There's been a couple of mullet. There's been one or two big size stone bream. With all the seaweed, I wouldn't be surprised at this stage, Vinesh. There's been a handful of smaller cob in those sort of ginger beer dirty water. The guys targeting them on light tackle have been winning there. With the non-eds, it's been a little bit on the slow side. Obviously, it's just been way too much debris in the water and stuff for them. However, with this water clearing up, it might be a good sign that we start getting some good fish this weekend. Water from the shark's board is sitting around 24 degrees. We know that is surface temperature, so there's going to be thermoclines. So maybe guys can find a bit more colder water to target those eds, maybe in cleaner water, or also try and maybe go for the non-eds in the slightly warmer pockets. So it's definitely been happening on the south side of the lower coast, as there's been some big GTs coming out. And you and I, Vinesh, know about those. Nudge wink. But otherwise, guys, yeah, it's been a bit slow. And again, it's just purely because of the rain. However, it's not that deter us from fishing this coming weekend. Hopefully the rain stays away and we should get some good fishing action. Otherwise, guys, stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam. Yes, I do get the nudge wink. Those GTs were woohoo. Yeah. All right. That's all I'm going to say about that. Now, I do agree with you with all that amount of seaweed. I have no doubt that stone bream and that bronze bream will be pretty fat indeed. And you know what? From what I've heard, the plan is when there's going to be that dirty water. I know Adam was talking about the clean water. However, with this rain coming through over Thursday, Friday, probably even into the weekend, yeah, the water color is going to turn, but the cob are there. And I know a couple of the competition guys, well, that's what they are going to target this weekend. So, you know what? Cob tracers, chucker baits. All right. Now, let's hear from Ray Thompson what's been happening in that mid to upper South Coast areas.
Due to the bad weather that we've been having and all the rain, a lot of weed has been deposited in the ocean. And of course, with the northeasterly, it churned it all up. So this weekend was horrific as far as the sea conditions go. The only thing that people were really catching was salad fish, unfortunately. But yeah, South Coast, there were a few grey sharks caught in the Margate area. There were a few little bronze bream and that, but very little fish on the lower South Coast. On the middle South Coast, Baisley threw quite a few little cob, a couple of little rock cod came out, quite a few small blacktail and that. Very few fish all in all. The Manzum Toti area, unfortunately, was absolutely horrific. A lot of weed, lot of brown water due to our umkamos and that blowing. But guys, you know what? Take the good with the bad. Just make traces again and have fun. Unfortunately, fishing report this week, short, very few fish came out.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson. Well, you know what? It wasn't the best report, but it is what it is. It's a good, honest report of exactly what happened. Now, Ray was reporting a lot about what happened over the common venue, and it was 100% accurate. You know, we got the word from the competitive anglers, and they are fishing the postals this weekend, so we wish them the best of luck, and yeah, let's see what comes out. Now, I think this would be a good time to get into my Q&A, and this time, well, who's delivering the Q&A? Well, yours truly. And one of those questions are, what are we going to do this weekend? It is raining, it is pouring, and yeah, the fish are going to be snoring. So, you know what, let's talk about what we can do, right? Here's your Q&A for this week. I got a couple ideas. When you got weather like this and you still got that fishing bug in you, sit at home and make traces. Get ready. Get prepared. Because this is not going to last forever. You know, at the end of the storm, there's a golden sky. And I got a good feeling that it's going to happen next week. And a perfect time for that. It is the long weekend. And you want to be ready. So make those traces. Clear your tackle bags. You know, there's nothing better than going out to the beach. Your bag is fresh. Your stuff is in order. You know where your hooks are, your swivels, your sinkers. You got the right leader lines for whatever you may need to use it for, whether you're fishing non-eds or edibles. Check the guides on your rods. One or two might be need replacing. I mean, just make sure it's all good, clean, smooth. Your line is not going to get frayed through them. Service your reels. You know, that's something you could do. If you can't do it yourself, your tackle shop is open. And speaking of which, that's the other thing you could do this weekend is go and pop into your local tackle store. Have a chat with the guys. Get updated. Find out what's new. What's the new products? What's in for the season? And how to be ready for the season. While you're making your trade, you might realize you are short of, you know, an odd hook or whatever it is. Go and get that fishing bug out of you, right? So there's a couple of options. That's your Q&A. Now, the North Coast was definitely firing. But before we get to the North Coast, here's what's happened on the freshwater side. And I can tell you, Jan is a little more happier this week.
Hey there, guys. Last week's deluge put plenty more of the wet stuff into an already overloaded system, which had the knock-on effect of pushing Albert Falls' dam level up by some 6% in the space of a week. And then, happy to say, over the top. By all reports, this is most excellent news for Albert, which has been suffering from a quote-unquote no-fish malaise for a while now. And even to the extent that anglers are reporting no sign of midge hatches and the carp that love eating them off the surface. Fingers crossed that this new injection of water will put some life back into this well-respected body of water. But can I, even dare I, now legitimately say that the rain seems to be pausing a bit after the weekend's cracker weather, or not so cracker if you're trying to get the lawn mowing done in the blistering heat. And there's been not a drop reported since last week. That being said, you'll get no further complaints from me, and we'll take whatever it is and just politely ask for some more. Nice weather, so at least we can get to see the end of this river season. The rains of last week did, however, keep almost all the anglers off the water, and that is from the Natal Fly Fishers Club. Bar for two intrepid souls, one of each ventured out onto a river and still water respectively. Rain the night before, however, put paid to their efforts, and they were blank scorecards from both. We are, however, encouraged by the single figure precipitation figures in the current forecasts, and holding thumbs that these will decrease even more sooner than later. The bass have also remained elusive, but seem to be making a reappearance. Congrats to all the anglers who took part in the popular annual New Hanover Prep Bass Competition last weekend. The event hosted 1,219 anglers across all ages, with the winning fish coming in at 59.7 centimeters. After a little quiet dip, Stokefontein has turned the heat back up again. Some excellent fish were reported over the weekend spell of fine weather, reports Jeremy Rochester from Escape Fly Fishing. Guys, the season isn't quite over yet, so if you're still after a Stokey's bar, then keep an eye on the weather and head on up north. Guys, do stop in the Kingfisher for the best in tackle advice. And this is Jan Korbold reporting from Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg for Angler News South Africa.
Oh, yes, Jan, that's what I'm talking about. You are back. The action is back. The bass are back. It's about time, because, I mean, we didn't hear of bass in the last 2-3 weeks possibly. And you know what Sturkfin's saying? If Sturkfin was quiet last week, I am so happy it is back. Yes, I will be keeping an eye out because I didn't get my gold slab for this season. And I will be sure to be keeping an eye on the weather, like you said, here on out there. Now, freshwater is looking good. What's looking even more spectacular was the North Coast, right? So I did say the fish at Mtanzini. I did call the North Coast. Our reporters called the North Coast. We were 100% right. Guys, on the North Coast, it was action. There were sandies. There were diamonds. There were honeycombs. There were, Dean Reddy, raggies. He said by the time he got there in the afternoon at about 1, 2 o'clock, there were already 10 that were landed. And he landed a good couple. And he got a huge honeycomb, and he wasn't the only one. There were a few other anglers that were on the money with that honey as well. All right, so that was on the rock and surf side. On the offshore side, the Kuta has been on the bite, the snook is on the bite, and there was tuna out at St. Lucia. So yeah, guys, North Coast was firing. However, once again, we know this weekend is a go slow, you know, so I don't think there's going to be any boats that are launching this weekend. And, you know, it's safety first. We got to 100% respect that. However, the boys will be fishing their postal rounds, and we will be back next week to report on that. Now, let's round off the show in my hometown, Durban, with Mike V and Brad Krobler.
With the terrible season we've had the last couple of days, the guys are all mainly chasing edibles in the rock and surf side. It's been a hunt for bronze bream, rock cod, stumpy, stone bream, all that sort of thing. As the sea started getting slightly better, more and more oaks went to go look for a grey shark. They found a few hammers, things like that, but nothing to scream off about. Sunday, fish chowed very nicely. Let's go early out Sunday morning onwards. Addington threw a couple of diamonds and some greys. Durban North Beach just threw a few diamonds, things like that. But again, nothing to scream off about. As soon as the sea settles nicely, I think we'll be game on. We just need the sea just to drop a little bit for us. Temperatures are okay, just the sea needs to settle. On the paddle ski and ski boat side, the guys that did manage to get out got some lovely kuta. I saw a couple pics of some big kuta. Good couple of snook in the mix too, but yeah, most of the oaks are targeting those big kuta now. On the bottom side, those did get their normals, the rock cods, all that sort of thing, slingers and that. But yeah, that was pretty much about it. In the bay, still a few kingies, still a few springer, some lovely grunters, and stumpies have moved in. Apparently, there was a good number of stumpies caught the weekend. Guys, thanks very much for listening. This is Michael from ANSA News.
Good day, guys. Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Fishing off Durban on the ski boats over the last week. Yeah, the weather hasn't really been playing game with all the rain we had over last Sunday. It really turned the sea quite filthy with a lot of mud all the way out to like the 300 meter line. There was also a very lot of, hell of a lot of current having around. Yeah. So the game fishing was really bad. On the bottom fishing side, when we did manage to find some spots without much current and stuff. Yeah, we did get some fish, nothing great, nothing spectacular. But yeah, as I see, guys, this following week's looking a little bit better. So hopefully the water will sort itself out and the fishing will come back to what it should be. Yeah, guys, remember it's time now for the kuta and the snook to really start showing their faces. Yeah, guys, so this is Brad for Angling News South Africa. Speak to you guys all next weekend. Tight lines.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a way to round off the show. Looking positive. Maybe not so much for this weekend, but like we said, that was part of the Q&A. Get prepped, because next weekend is a long weekend and we know we're going to be firing. But in saying that, Mike did talk about the fish in the Durban Harbour. So if those sea conditions are a bit rough for you and you really need to go fishing, I mean, I totally get that, right? I mean, we need our fix. We need to go out there. We need to get those runs bending. Go to the harbour. Why not? There are kingies, there are some nice size grunters, there are stumpies, and who knows what else you'll pull out from there. I mean, let's face it, that's why we love the sport, right? So guys, tell me what you feel. Tell me what your thoughts are on the Blue Lagoon situation. Let me know about what your plans are for this weekend, whether you are going to be making traces, whether you're going to be getting prepared, whether you are planning those long weekends coming up. I'm getting excited. I hope you are too. So a lot more fishing news to come. This bad spell will be over very soon. And just like how you'll be back in your fishing spot, we will be back next week. So until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.